Well, she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
The building itself is 14,000 square feet, so the previous building was about 6,000 square feet of usable space.
Right.
So a significant increase in capacity. The kitchen space, which you got to tour yourself.
Yeah,
which is almost done. Now the countertops are now in.
Nice.
So it is, you know, you said it, a blogger's like dream.
It really is. You're going to have a hard time getting me and Tanner out of there.
Yeah, it is. Really kind of like it's just getting its finishing touches, so we're going to be able to launch our programs in our own kitchen again.
Right.
The capacity for food is more than doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Our freezer space is tripled.
Yeah.
And then our clients' services area is very open and welcoming and really has some great character to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. That's okay. I got the hiccups here.
Yeah.
Tell you.
You're not the first or last person for that to happen to.
But yeah, so it's just the capacity that we're able to have now has again increased so that we can continue to serve.
Right. Right. There's an event that I want to pick your brain about that you guys have. It's a big one. I go to it every year. I love it. It's the Empty Bowls Festival.
Yes.
So I've participated by painting a bowl. I've participated by going and being just a person who is just enjoying it in the community. How is that event going for you guys?
So that event is awesome. We're kind of just gearing up for it again because it's a summertime event.
That's right, but it's a lot of time.
You
That's
know,
a big deal.
There's about, our goal is to have about 800 bowls available.
Okay.
So it takes time to get 800 bowls painted.
That's right.
And created, as we do get a portion that the Potter's Guild
This is what I wanted to know. Where do you get all these bowls from?
So
like, who makes all... That's 800 is a huge amount of bowls.
The Potter's Guild does a chunk, and they're doing about 250 to 300 bowls this year.
Okay.
And then the rest, we partner with Color Me Mine.
That's right.
Hers are sort of pre-made. They are a franchise business, and that's what they do. They sell pottery for you to paint, and they're fantastic.
Yep.
Amy's great. We love working with her.
Yep.
And then we get the community. So it's not about, yes, I have painted probably a few hundred bowls myself over the years.
Right, right.
And I'm starting, again, that running out of ideas. I don't know what to paint on a bowl anymore. I've done just about everything you can think of.
Yeah.
I've done Batman. I've done superheroes. I've done the ice cream. I've done the fruit bowls. I've done the everything.
Right.
It's starting to run out of ideas. But, you know, it's great to see the community's effort, and then it makes it a fun event because you're going to the event that, you know, it's a $20 event.
Yeah.
$25. Some years we've had $25. Last year we did $20 as we only had about four food vendors, and then one actually unfortunately had to step out at the last minute due to their staffing issues. They were really sad about that.
Yeah. COVID made it tough for everybody to do everything.
It really did. Yeah. So we were completely understanding of that, and so we really just charge $20, but $20 gets you a bowl.
That's right.
Which in itself costs about $15.
That's right.
And then a meal from all the food vendors.
That's correct.
So it's a really attainable price point, and you get your bang for your buck. We have local musicians come in and serenade the crowd as well, and then we also have the auction items, which you participated in, which are larger bowls and some other creatives. Submit stuff that become a silent auction item that people are able to bid on.
Yeah, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
And it's great for I think more than anything else, it's nice to see the community come together for something, which is phenomenal. Okay, Tanner just tapped his phone. So that means he has his questions ready for the Mac City Minute. So before we get there, though, there's an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. So Carrie, take it away. And then Tanner, you can ask.
Hi, it's Carrie questions. With Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year. to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Maxine Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is the most interesting item you've seen come through the food bank?
Oh, the most interesting item? There's many that have come through over the years. Mm-hmm. A really nice one that was great to be able to give out to a family was like a turkey that was like 55 pounds. Like, it was the biggest turkey I've seen.
Wow.
And then we once had like rack of lamb that was donated. Like, it was really fantastic product.
Yeah.
Another one, and like I had to Google this because I was like, this feels wrong having this out, but it's called Jew's Mallow.
Okay.
And it is almost like a spinach that's dried, and it's a Middle Eastern dish.
Okay.
And when the family saw it, they're like, oh my gosh, you have this.
Yeah.
Like, you can't find this. I'm like, oh yeah, great. Have it. Sort of thing. When I was in client services, I had a shelf that I affectionately called the I have no idea what this is shelf.
Right.
And it really was product that we just don't, like, it's not Western culture food.
That's right.
And we have no idea. We wouldn't know how to give it to someone because we didn't know what it is.
That's right.
So we just always kind of put those items out there. And they were always kind of fun and interesting items.
Yeah, to see who grabs them, no doubt.
Question number two. What is your proudest achievement so far in your current role with the food bank?
The proudest achievement for me really was securing the building, but also we had it named. So it's actually the North Star Ford Food Center.
Okay.
So securing that sponsorship for a 3-year commitment as well was a really big, like, successful moment in my, like, career as a whole. I've done a lot of sponsorship asks, but it was my biggest and just really was a proud moment for me.
That's awesome, man.
Question number three. What is one way you wish to help grow the food bank in the future?
To grow the food bank is just to continue to develop our programming so that we can provide really great education tied into our services, really continuing to grow it within our rural communities. We do go to Fort Chippewa, we go to Conklin as far south sort of thing, so just really continuing to build on that as well and look at potential ways that will grow in the future.
Question number four. What is one meal from your childhood you still enjoy eating today?
So I will say this. This is a shout out to my mom, who is the best mom in the world.
Nope, mine is.
my mom's mac and cheese.
Okay.
And it is a simple recipe. Yeah. I will share it. It is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Just macaroni.
Yeah.
Campbell's. It's important you get Campbell's. Campbell's cheddar cheese soup. And Campbell's tomato soup.
Okay.
Mix it all together, put it in the oven, put some cheese on top, and bake it. If you want to add flair, you throw bacon in.
What kind of cheese on top?
Cheddar.
Cheddar cheese?
Or Tex-Mex. Okay. Whatever cheese you got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And your final question. What TV show do you think has the best intro of all time?
The best TV show with the best intro.
That's a hard one.
There's so many good ones.
There's so many good ones.
But you know what the one that really makes me just smile every time?
Yeah.
The Office.
Okay.
It's just a nice tune.
Yeah.
And the cold open is always, there's always a good joke in the cold open. So, The Office.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. I got a question for you. Who are you influenced when it comes to fashion? Because you're a guy who switches it up often, like myself, in regards to, like, sometimes I have long hair, sometimes I have no hair, sometimes I have a beard. Like, my fashion has evolved over the years. And, like, I notice your fingernails. Like, I paint my fingernails from time to time as well, too. So, like, where do you pull your fashion influences from?
You know what? I would say I don't think I have fashion.
You totally do, bro.
But I like you know I watch the TV and yeah. I watch the what people are doing. But like I buy what's comfortable.
Okay.
And then like I'm me. Like I just like hey I'm gonna do this. I've done the drag thing. I've done the like I'll do just about anything if I'm comfortable. I'm happy. I don't really worry about what other people are concerned with.
Yeah.
I would say my current hair length is yeah. actually, so when Dan Talk did the thing with the kids at his school raising yes. $10,000.
Yeah.
You know, I had long hair and it was kind of annoying me.
Yeah.
So I sort of jumped on that and said, hey, Dan, if your students raise $10,010, because that's the building address for our current address.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would also shave my head in solidarity with them. And then okay. the kids really pulled it out. They raised somewhere like 15K or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, well, I guess I'm shaving my head. So yeah. I went to my friends at MVP and had them take it to the nub there yeah, for yeah. me.
So are you going to grow it back?
We'll see what happens.
You can see what happens. yeah. You just never know.
Yeah, it's yeah. We'll see what happens.
Okay, no, that's cool. Because, yeah, like I've obviously we've known each other for years. I see yeah. you online and... Like I said, like even your glasses today when you showed yeah. up, like those are sweet glasses, man. So yeah. like you definitely, you have your own style, but it's like not one thing. You don't mind evolving it into
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I just wear what makes me comfortable for the day sort yeah. of thing. So I have my dress up nice clothes. I have my yeah. like casual tracksuit. Like it's sort of, yeah. although like tracksuits are at home.
That's right.
I'm one of those people. I don't like wearing it out in public.
Right.
I'm
weird. Yeah. I feel you. Like I...
Yeah, but you love your sweatpants. Yeah, but you love your sweatpants.
Like a party?
Yeah.
Like a rave? And yeah. or like... Gotta be like the special yeah. occasion.
Like I got nothing to do. Like I got nothing to do. I'm going to the store and... Going to the store and... But I'm just kind of like doing yeah. my thing. Just kind of like doing yeah. my thing because... people too
yeah,
right like
100%
too
yeah,
right
like 100%
yeah. because I'm terrible at shopping myself.
You're very European.
Yes,
very European.
Yes,
that's how so with the tour I think that'd be interesting. Like, how do you collect all this food outside of just donations?
Yeah, so we have a bin at every grocery store, and we work with all of the grocery stores. So Save-On, Superstore, Sobeys, Anzac Grocery, we work with for
right.
our rural programs. So we work with the store up in Fort Chip for when we're going up there.
Okay.
Really, like, I don't have, like, anyone is a favorite sort of thing. They're all great, and they all okay. work with us.
Fantastic.
And then we have sort of... Some of them, like, we order from Save-On fairly regularly for some things just because our pickup from them is the easiest for our big items.
Right.
Just the with their loading and whatnot. But yeah, it's yeah, not, yeah. like, again, it's the I've ordered from every
all
single, as well right. as, like, we've worked
that's
with the butcher shops. Like,
yeah.
really, I'm about, like, we want to shop with the local stores
mm-hmm.
and really support everyone
yeah.
within our ability.
Yeah, cool. Good answer. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout-out. If you can, support the food bank. If you need our help, give us a call. We are here for everyone. Yeah, and go Leafs.
There we go. There you go. I love it. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.